You're tired, can't shake it, exhausted. So you reach for a coffee and then another energy drink to get through the afternoon. And you're still tired, maybe more than ever. Today's guest says that exhaustion epidemic isn't your fault, but the way most of us try to fix it is quietly making it worse. He believes real lasting energy doesn't come from another stimulant. It comes from something almost nobody talks about. And he's living proof. He rebuilt his own health from the ground up after years of struggling. If you're running on empty, this conversation could change how you feel every single day. Now, my guest today has an inspiring personal story and a message so many of us need to hear right now. Tim James is the founder of Chemical Free Body, where he helps people reclaim their natural energy without chemical stimulants or toxic energy drinks. After years of struggling with low energy, digestive issues, and serious health challenges, he completely transformed his own life by learning how the body truly heals. And today, he's helped thousands of people do the same. Tim, welcome to the show.
Stacey, thanks for having me on. And first off, you know, I've been looking you up over the last few weeks, and I want to say thank you so much for having me on. I've listened to your shows. What you're building here is quite incredible. 1.3 million listeners. You have, like, you're in the top, not even one half of 1% or something of all. I have a podcast and I know how hard it is. And like what you've done, I was like, I mean, you're making a real impact here and I know how much hard work it is. And I just want to acknowledge you for that and thank you. I'm really honored to be here and I cannot wait to share with your listeners.
Thank you so much for those kind words. I appreciate it. And I'm very excited to have you on today. This is a topic that most of our nation suffers with. And there's so many things out there, you know, diluting their brains because a lot of these things don't work and a lot of these things could actually harm your body. So let's start with something almost everyone listening is feeling. So many people are just constantly tired no matter how much coffee they drink or how early they go to bed. Why do you think we're all so exhausted right now?
Well, I think one of the reasons why we're so... Well, actually, you know what? One thing before I jump in, I just did this. So I would think for everyone listening, if you guys could do me a favor, just go leave Stacey a 5-star rating. I just did that on one of her platforms, whatever you tune into. I did it on mine over on Spotify. So join me on that because that the listeners like me on your show, we're part of the ripple effect for getting this information out to other people. So subscribe and share. And if this podcast is helping you, you know, please get it out to other people because it could help them too. So, all right. So my name's Tim James. I'm the founder of chemicalfreebody.com. And I know people are struggling with low energy. And what I've realized as being a health coach is that whether somebody's got joint pain, or they have fibromyalgia, or they have Graves' disease, or they've got colitis or Crohn's or diverticulitis or diverticulosis, all these gut issues, irritable bowel syndrome, cancer, riding shotgun is low energy.
Yeah.
And so my whole thing is like, I know we understand that. We get it. And so that's why I've started coaching people on this because I realized, and we created products around this, was to help people get that natural energy back. Because if you can clean up the cell of all the toxins from modern pollution and make room for real nutrition that came from nature, you know, that's 2/3 of the job right there is detoxing and nutrition. Then the last component is just teaching people how to reduce their stress. And then some stresses you can't reduce. So you need to respond to them differently. You need to learn how to respond to them. Maybe you're in a relationship that's not working and you can't get out of it right this second. I mean, you could get out of it at any time, but you're free to do that. But or maybe you're at a job and you need that income to keep things going until you can get another job. So you have to learn how to respond differently. And that's it. And, you know, so for me, it's like I've learned that you can't heal when you're stressed out. The nervous system has to be calm. You can't heal when you're running around on 15% fuel. I mean, the farms have, there was like a letter to Congress in the 30s that said our soils are toast. Well, yeah. And then big ag and tilling and spraying of chemicals and pesticides and fungicides and herbicides and larvicides and chemical fertilizers and all this stuff, right? There's and then it's processed and then it's enriched with synthetic vitamins that are toxic. And then you go to the, you know, in the Western medicine, and they give you more synthetics as a cure.
Yeah.
I guarantee you guys, you don't have synthetic chemical deficiencies. It's simply pollution, it's lack of nutrients, and it's stress. And those are the three things that we focus on over here. And that's how I've been able to heal myself. And I actually stumbled into all this. And now my goal is to help, you know, 100,000 people become their own doctor and learn how to self-heal by teaching them these simple proven strategies for detoxification, nutrition, hydration, and lifestyle so they can reclaim their energy. And I've helped a lot of people do this, thousands, educating, coaching, and doing all that stuff. I've been spent 15 years on studying natural health alongside some of the world's leading experts. And I'm, you know, I'm just excited to help people get their own health back. But what I find you might find interesting is that many people always say, well, you must have always been healthy, Tim, or you probably have great genetics. But I'll tell you one thing. That's definitely not where I started. And it's been a long journey to get here.
I'd love to, you know, for people to hear your journey, because you didn't just study this. You lived it. You struggled for years with low energy, digestive issues, skin problems, anxiety, real health challenges. What was that like? And what was the turning point that made you change everything?
So I was a financial advisor. Actually, even going back farther, I grew up on a farm in Eastern Oregon. You know, and I was out in the woods a lot. We had a big garden. My mom and dad made me weed it. I didn't really like that part, but I always felt satisfaction after you clean all the weeds out of the strawberry row or whatever. So I was always around nature. I loved being outside. I moved to Portland. I had a couple kids, a wife, a house, a mortgage, and I was a financial advisor for a mid-sized company. We had three offices. We're very busy. Lots of stress. Okay, lots of stress, time commitments, and you know, just the SEC and all this stuff is always on your back. And so I was stressed out. I had gained 42 pounds. I had acid reflux really bad. So I had Tums and Rolaids everywhere in my couch, in my cars, my truck, at the office. That's horrible, by the way.
Yeah.
I started getting eczema on my left knee, and it got worse and worse. And then all of a sudden it spread on both elbows, my other knee, and I started in other spots. And then I had like another skin issue on my back where this like fat stuff was bubbling up. And then the eczema got worse. It started cracking and bleeding.
Yeah.
And so when I was doing presentations as a financial advisor, people would be like, Tim, your arm's bleeding. And I had white shirts on. And so I had to start switching to black shirts so they couldn't see the blood. And then some nights I'd come home and I'd take a shower with my shirt on just because it was easier to get it soft to get it off so it wasn't painful, because you'd rip it off and start bleeding again.
Right.
Now, this is also a problem for your sheets when you're going to bed at night. And
yeah.
It creates so much work to be in pain and to have these health issues. Just the extra laundry and cleaning sheets and going through shirts and stuff like that, plus the constant pain. Well, then my gastrointestinal issues got worse and worse. I started pooping blood. I had bright red blood from anal tears because I was pooping these rock hard poops from processed foods. I didn't know any different back then. And then I had dark red blood from internal bleeding. And this went on for like 2.5 years. I went to the doctor. They wanted to give me Prilosec. They offered some medications. And I looked, and like one of the side effects was rectal bleeding. Like, I already have that. Like,
yeah.
Why would I take something that's going to do this? Makes no sense to me. So I never did take those. I did fill the prescriptions a couple times, but I never took them. And then finally, that went on for like 2.5 years. So after I would, and I started building up actually anxiety around having a bowel movement.
Yeah.
Because I'd get the feeling twice a day, and then I knew it was going to be very painful. So
right.
I was like a little kid knowing that I got in trouble with my dad, and he's going to beat me with his belt. Because the pain was going to come, and I'd be like holding myself on the toilet and I'd get done, and I'm like, well, I hope that goes away. And then I just go back to my life, 2.5 years of this. Then finally we capped it off. I was planned a vacation with my wife and her dad, who was a medical doctor. He was running one of the largest hospitals down in Peru. And this guy had never had a vacation in like 30 years. This is his first vacation. He's always a workaholic.
Yeah.
We're on this beautiful beach up in northern Peru, just called Tumbes, south of Ecuador. And he's enjoying himself. We're enjoying ourselves. We go deep sea fishing, and I'm sick. Him and the captain think I'm like, you know, not seasickness. I'm like, no, this isn't it. I fish all the time, blah, blah. They got back home. I didn't get better. Long story short, he's like, we got to get you to the hospital. We missed the plane flight out of there by like 15, 20 minutes, and there's only one a day. And he's like, we have to get you to hospital. You're going to die. So he rented a van. We drove 6 hours down this bumpy road to the nearest town called Piora. It was like a MASH unit, basically. This was the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like old instruments. There was like 500 bugs flying around in the examination room in the light right above me. I'm like, this ain't good. So he didn't want him to operate on there. So he got to bar set up at his state-of-the-art office. He had him dope me up, and they basically life flighted me on a commercial plane flight. You're not supposed to do this. So he walked in front of me. I walked behind him, had my hat on because I didn't look good. And normally I couldn't even walk erect because I had so much pain. I was bent over like a 150-year-old person just hobbling along because it was so much pain. And then my wife went behind me, and I got on the plane, and they sat next to me and kept an eye on me. And then I went right into surgery, and that saved my life. So.
Wow.
What I learned was I don't ever want to have surgery again. It was horrible. And but I was very thankful for Western medicine and crisis care because they did save my life. I would not be here today if it wasn't for that emergency surgery. So there is a place for that.
Yeah.
And there always will be. But it's the misuse and the abuse of things and the chronic issues that they've got an F. They fail. And so we have to learn to become our own doctor and self-heal.
Yeah.
And the second thing I learned was that my poor health doesn't affect just me. It affects everybody else around me. Because I ruined that vacation for my wife and her dad. Poor guy. Ended up back in the hospital taking care of Tim. So that was phase one of me just like, I still wanted to change, but I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Then my friend Charles got diagnosed with cancer. And we went to a health detox center in Florida called Hippocrates. And I just went to support him because I thought he was going to die. And because everybody in my life that had cancer had died. My aunt, my grandma, now my mom. I had a friend of mine on my baseball team, Clay Mahoy. He died, left three little boys behind. It was horrible. And so I went there to support Charles. And that's where I started learning about natural detoxification and doing some of the most dumbest, easiest things ever.
Right. Like
drinking purified, restructured water. Putting lemon and lime juice in your water to alkalize, drinking wheatgrass shots and green juices. They were big on that. They'd been doing that. In fact, they were the ones that invented green juices back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And the gal, if you look it up, the gal named Ann Wigmore actually healed herself like stage 4 colon cancer using lawn grass. It wasn't even wheatgrass because it's chlorophyll is chlorophyll. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But, you know, so we went there, did all that stuff. And then the first class was called Internal Awareness. This doctor comes out, Dr. Scott Jorgensen, and he's like, look, he basically explained from the time you chew food until it exits the body, what happens. I was like, wow, that was really amazing.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm going to show you what's going on inside of you. And so they showed virtual colonoscopies. The first one was of a 24-year-old female that had like Graves' disease.
Yeah.
And thrush, which is a yeast infection.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go inside of somebody's colon, you think it's going to be like pink from skinny skin and then like some brown stuff.
Yeah.
Poop, right? Well, inside of her colon was all white and yellow. It was completely covered in yeast. And everybody in the room was like, oh my God, that doesn't look good. Then the next guy they had a virtual colonoscopy was a 65-year-old man with stage 4 colon cancer. And inside of his colon was like black, like midnight, like tar. And parasites, white worms crawling all over the place. And that's when everybody was like, I mean, our skin was crawling.
Yeah.
And the doctor turned around and said, look, this parasite thing is not a third world affair. He's like, not by any means. And he goes, 50% of you are visually going to see these parasites exiting your body all over the place.
Right.
And you're going to see pinworms and hookworms. It's not just these tapeworms. And there's amoebas that you can't see that are actually living intercellularly in the blood. And we're just like, oh my God. And he was trying to sell us on what was called colon hydrotherapy. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's where you, because I'd never heard of it. So you basically go to a clinic and you insert a tube rectally and water gently goes in and out for an hour and cleans your colon. I didn't want to do it. I thought that was crazy. But after I saw them parasites in that guy, I'm like, I'm getting that deal. And so then it was like a 45-year-old woman with breast cancer inside of her colon, black like tar, a little bit of brown stuff. And then they went to a healthy person and inside there you could see the pink lining and brown stuff. Right? The way it was supposed to be. And that's when the light bulb went off and I'm like, oh my God, this is an inside game. And so I started focusing on my internal health. I stopped putting in the processed foods, the standard American diet, and I started going to nature. I started eating sprouts and sprouted nuts and seeds and grains and beans. And then later, like now I do, you know, the best grass-fed stuff and that kind of thing, you know, right?
Yeah.
It's all about fresh food, unprocessed, high vibe, high frequency, living foods. What I found out is that the more nutritious the foods you eat, the less you eat. You don't even need that much.
Right.
So if you go to Whole Wall at Foods and try to eat healthy, it's going to be expensive. But if you actually get your head wrapped around this and you buy stuff in bulk, it's super cheap and you actually feel good all the time.
Yeah.
So we ended up after 3 or 4 days of not feeling good. I had like night sweats. a metallic taste coming out of my mouth. I had heavy metal poisoning, which I didn't know. My fatigue. I woke up and I felt like I was 18 again. And Charles is like, do you feel as good as I do? And I'm like, yeah, man. I'm like, geez, dude, I literally feel like I'm 18. My arms are literally like tingling with energy. I'm like, we've discovered the fountain of youth. This is what everybody's looking for. Oh my God. It's like, you just got to detox and drink all this healthy stuff. And then, and that's it. You know, it's like, this is amazing. And you're going to heal a cancer. And he did. 2.5 years later, he healed. No chemo, no surgery, no radiation. So my belief system about cancer got completely shattered because everybody in my life, looking back, went Western medicine. And I'm not saying that's not something you should do.
Right.
You can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, my belief system was you get cancer, you die, and they all did the Western medicine. Charles healed himself right in front of my face. Nobody can take that away from me. Nobody can take away watching him drop 60 pounds. In 60 days, I dropped 42 pounds. People started seeing our results, asking questions. I started telling my buddies about it. And then they were like bringing people over. Tell them your story. Tell them your story. Before too long, it developed into classes. We had 5,500 people at my home for these wow. detox nutrition dinner classes, these very intimate evenings at my home. And we helped thousands of people. And we have hundreds of people that had healed of themselves of cancer. So I've just become kind of like a guide, like, and I've been fascinated by like, what else did I not know? Like, I didn't know that processed foods were poisonous. And how could that be? There's the FDA protecting me. Well, guess what? Nobody's protecting you. Grocery stores are dangerous places. 4,300 people a day are dying in the United States of processed foods. So there is a better way. It's called God and nature. And all you got to do is plug back in. And there are very simple ways to do this.
100%. And what did you discover about how the body actually heals, you know, that you wish you had known sooner?
Well, number one is like, stop putting in the stuff that's causing the problems.
Right.
Right. If you think about it, you go out and buy, a lot of people are buying 50, 25,000, 50,000, 100. I mean, pickup trucks are like 100 grand now. You spend 50 grand on a vehicle and it takes gasoline. Would you put diesel in it or would you put some crappy gasoline with water in it? No way. That's a $50,000 investment. And if you do, your car might run, but it's going to chug along or it just might stall out on you. Now you can't get to where you want to go.
Right.
Well, what about your body? This machine, your vehicle that's going to get you through life. This is it. There ain't no do-over on this thing, right?
Right.
The cool thing is the body is a self-healing mechanism. And if we can just get out of its way, it works really well. It wants to keep you alive.
Yeah.
I mean, look at these people that have been smoking and drinking booze their whole life, and they're like 85 years old, 90 years old, and they're still alive. The body's some people, I'm like, how are you still walking?
Yeah.
The body wants to live. So we treat the temple, the body, this vehicle, it's a gift. It's a gift from your creator.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just learn how to take good care of it. But not a lot of us have been giving an owner's manual. And I've kind of learned what the owner's manual is. And it's way easier than you think. And it's very simple. And it doesn't have to be complicated.
Right. Exactly. And let's talk about the most important things that, you know, for us, because I think people need to hear this. Like, what actually happens in the body when we rely on caffeine and energy drinks for energy? Like, why do they backfire over time?
Okay. Well, again, the fundamental thing to understand is that you have a nutrient deficiency, especially for those of you that have allergies. This is telltale. Pet allergies, seasonal allergies, any type of allergy, right? Food allergies, long-term nutrient deficiencies. We've seen these clear up in a year, year and a half, 2 years with people to build it up. So the number one thing is that the reason why you're tired and you have to stimulate yourself is because your food is devoid of nutrients. It's been processed. So if you can start purchasing good, healthy foods, whole foods that haven't been processed, it's going to help out tremendously. And you're going to stop the body burden that you're creating with these toxic ones. Now, the problem is that people go to like coffee. Now, like I said, I'm neutral on a lot of stuff. I don't care what people do, but I can tell you after coaching all these thousands of people, what we've seen around coffee and what the studies have shown. Now, not to scare people, because I teach a class on how to drink coffee healthfully. And I can give you guys the quick synopsis if you want. But coffee has a direct link to memory loss, Alzheimer's, and dementia. And the reason why is because it's processing out, when they make it, the L-theanine. The L-theanine is the buffer. And so you're actually like eroding your nerve endings and exposing that myelin sheath gets eroded. And it's like a live wire. That's why when you first drank coffee, you were all kind of jittery. It's right. because you're exposing your electrical grid, and we are electrical beings. You know, you go to an EKG in a hospital, beep, beep, that's an electrical impulse. So we're electric, okay? And so you're exposing that. And so when we have people that have dementia and Alzheimer's and are heading that way, we get them off of coffee. They're usually older people that are using aluminum cookware. We get them off of that kind of stuff. We start doing heavy metal detoxification and these things, and they, you know, they can come back. And but to do coffee right, you just want to make sure that it's shade grown, it doesn't have mold, it's organic, there's no chemicals, and we recommend you do it 90 minutes after you've woke up. And then we want to make sure you're not having it afternoon, so that way you get a good night's rest, because it will affect quite a few people's sleep if you have it after about noon. But yeah, that's a little quick. Oh, and add L-theanine drops to the coffee. Very important thing.
Okay.
You have to put those L-theanine drops back in. That's very inexpensive. You can get it. Just get a clean one, a clear one that doesn't have a bunch of crap in it, and just put those drops in to buffer the caffeine. But the reality is that caffeine, it doesn't give you energy at all.
Right.
It just blocks a receptor that tells your body you're tired, and it blocks it, and then it tells it just so it doesn't know you're tired. It's a fake out.
Right.
So it's not real energy. The other energy drinks I'm concerned about because, they are killing our youth. Mostly football and basketball players are dropping dead of heart attacks. They're having way too much caffeine and other stuff in there. Plus, they're in aluminum cans. Now, whether those aluminum cans are straight aluminum or they're lined with some type of BPA, BPB, BPC or something like that, you're either going to get microplastic pollution or you're going to get aluminum poisoning, which, again, we just said is a problem. There's a major problem with aluminum. Too much aluminum. So I don't like those. And, you know, it's like, it's you got to just go to nature. I mean, that's what it boils down to. You're from nature.
Yes.
Like I said, it's like there is no Gatorade trees out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no 5-hour energy drink bushes making stuff. It's just, it's not like that.
It's true.
That's why it doesn't work.
What's the difference between, you know, that borrowed jittery energy and that real natural energy that you talk about?
Well, you just feel good. You know, our goal is to get people so they can just wake up and feel really good and have a nice sustained energy with no crash.
Right.
And you can do this. You can do it with no chemicals, no stimulants. You don't need it. You know, actually, like our main product is called Organic Energy Juice.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to send you some right now. We talked about that pre-show. Yeah. It's awesome. We've had it for 10 years. It gives you about 3 to 4 pounds of vegetable nutrition in a scoop, and it's going to replace the 85% of nutrients that are missing. And within 20 minutes, it goes through the digestive tract because it's all pre-digested. It goes into the intestines. It's into the blood, and you've got energy.
Right.
And it lasts. Like I was saying, the people that booked me on your show, both of the owners, the first owner that got it first, he's like, I usually crash after about noon. And the guy's like 28 years old. Now he's got sustained energy, right? Because he took the drink. And then we do it again in the afternoon. We take the second hit, and then that sustains you again. But then when you take this stuff, your grocery bill drops in half because your cells are actually getting the nutrition. So they stop sending so much hunger signals, and, you know, and that hormone ghrelin is brought down tremendously. So that second dose is really important because you eat half as much food, which means you're done processing your food 50% faster, which means now you have the ability to get into REM sleep, light sleep, into that deep, restive, restorative sleep much faster, and you get more time in the repair zone at night. So we're big proponents of sleep. In fact, every night I have a thing on my phone that goes a little buzzer, and it says, good sleep is a choice. And it reminds me, it's like everything stops at 9 p.m. because it's how I prepare to go to bed is so important.
That's 100% true fact. 100%. Now, if the listeners if you've been running on caffeine and willpower and you're ready to feel generally good again, stay with us. You know, this is the next part where it really gets practical. And follow the advisor with Stacey Chalemi right now. Every week, we bring you the experts who help you heal, feel better, and get your life back. Now, detox is a word people hear a lot and understand very little of it. So let's clear that up. You know, what does it actually mean to detox properly? And how is that different from the juice cleanses and the detox teas that people see online?
This is such a big topic. I'm really glad that you brought this up. You know, when I first got exposed to it, I was thrown right into utopia, basically. And I had all the support and they were making the juices and the food for me. I just showed up, drank it, and went to class and was learning. You know, I had 40 hours of lectures a week educating you on why all this stuff works. The bottom line, though, is that when I started doing this, my body was telling me it was working. And nobody could take that away from me. Nobody could take away actually some of the pain that I went through from all the crappy things I'd done to myself all these years, yeah, knowingly and unknowingly in the grocery stores. And then, yeah. And then the same thing with Charles. It was the same thing. We, you go through this stuff, but then the other side of it is like, it felt so good. And so when I meet people that are working and they have, it depends. Okay. So you have somebody that's working, busy, professional, they're barely holding their life together as it is. You know, they can't just like probably go cold turkey and just go all this, because what'll happen is you're going to happen with me. You're going to feel fatigued. You're going to be lethargic. You're going to get angry. You're going to get a little testy, and you know, yeah, and it's like, you just want to go to sleep. You're going to get tired. You could have cold and flu-like symptoms. You could have a metallic taste coming out of your mouth as heavy metals are exiting. We see parasites exiting the body. Actually, when I was at the Institute after that class, I was telling you about that internal awareness class.
Yeah.
There was a lady having lunch across from me next to my buddy Charles. And I was like, there's a parasite crawling out your eye. And she's like, what? Oh my God. And she ran off. Yeah, the little parasite was crawling out of her. And so that's the stuff that people freak out about. But the reality is that, do you really want parasites in your body?
Yeah.
No. So what you do is you make the environment inhospitable for them, right? Mm-hmm. And so the first thing that I would say for detox is water. Right. And we know 95% of people are not drinking enough water, and what they are drinking is polluted. It's out of plastic bottles, microplastics, and it's definitely not structured properly because man's messing around with it and high pressure pipes in the city. So water today needs two things. It needs to be purified and restructured, but that's a whole nother class. But that's the first thing, is to get people on drinking more water and beneficial liquids that are not full of toxins.
Right.
Because you don't want to put them in, you're trying to get them out. So hydration is huge. Again, that sleep component is big because your body's actually detoxing at night while you're fasting. That's a big one. And so what we've done is we've developed a system to meet people where they're at. And I worked with Dr. Scott Treadway on this. And we basically know that some people don't have the ability to go to a clinic or go to a colon hydrotherapy center. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't even have a colonic place or colon hydrotherapist close.
Right.
So we have an ancient formula from India called gut detox. And you can just double down on that and take 3 in the morning and 3 at night for 15 days. And you'll lose about 6 to 12 pounds of impacted fecal material that was lining your colon. But there's no diarrhea. So that one meets you right where you're at. Now, about 13 years ago, I was putting people on a magnesium supplement and people were having massive diarrhea with that, because it would turn to oxygen and liquefy. So when I told Dr. Treadway about it, he's like, Tim, that's a little rough. He goes, I suggest you use this other herbal formula. It's way more gentle and it'll accomplish what they need to accomplish. So I was like, okay, cool. So we get that. We get them on toxin detox. And that's usually the basics. We call it the super detox bundle, and it comes with the greens too.
Yeah.
So they're getting detox, and nutrition, vitamin D3, the K2, probiotics, enzymes. It's all in that stuff. And that way they can just begin gently doing it.
Yes.
Right. And it's not some big deal. And
right.
So we usually replace the heavy breakfast with the juice in the morning. And that juice will satisfy you because, you know, unless you're type 2 diabetic and you have some blood sugar issues, then you might want to eat a monolithic diet, maybe just all greens or all, you know, quinoa or something.
Right.
Just change it up a little bit. But yeah, so we just start people off slow, and then we have them come to my inner circle every Wednesday and ask questions to, you know, have support, keep being inspired, have a place to plug into, make community with others, and get their questions answered so they can keep moving forward. So
right.
we found that with the good products like water, good products, and then the coaching availability, and then the community those three things together, and people just, they do really, really well. I would also say that movement is very important.
Because
we have to move the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is the garbage removal system of the body.
Yeah.
So mini trampolining, awesome. Walking, amazing. One of the best exercises in the world is walking. You're moving your lymph. If you can't move much, we have people that are, you know, quadriplegics, paraplegics, that kind of stuff, are in wheelchairs. But even anybody now, I tell people massage. Okay. Massage is not a luxury anymore. It's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
First off, human touch. We know that people that are overweight are not getting as much human touch.
Right.
And they're telling, I've interviewed and talked to many bodywork specialists, and I've asked these questions, and they're like, oh, yeah. And it's usually a volunteered thing that people that are overweight in general are not getting that much touch.
Right.
And so it's very important to get human touch. Very important. And you'll start releasing a lot of anxiety and emotional trauma just by the touch.
I agree.
Remember, you can't heal with stress in your body. And those emotions are trapped in the cells, actually, as a chemical concoction.
Yeah.
So they need to come out. And human touch is one of the ways of doing it. So we are excited about this because we know that there's a big emotional component to your emotional self.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start having and putting high vibe foods in you, like things like the organic energy juice and sprouts and stuff like that, and
right.
you start detoxing all the crap, you're getting rid of low vibe things, raising the cellular vibration, and now the emotional stuff wants to kind of work its way up and out.
Yeah.
And usually people, you know, that's when they eat the ice cream and shove it back down. We're using food as the dope to push the, you know, or the donuts or the, you know, the pastas and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And you want that stuff to come up. That's where the real healing is when you can cry it out and you can literally do a physical detox, yell, scream, you know, hit something that doesn't hurt you or anybody else. Maybe like
right.
a pinata or something. I don't know, like hit some pillows or something or scream into a pillow,
yeah.
cry. That's where the healing actually really takes place. So that was a great question. There's so much to it, but if you're new, I hope I didn't make it too confusing, but we just like to baby step people. And usually it's just take a few detox pills, drink the juice, drink more water, and start getting your morning and your evening routines kind of dialed in for sleep. That's usually where we start people.
I love that. That's amazing. Now, this is so important because a lot of people assume getting healthy is expensive. You talk about healing on a budget, which I love. Now, what are the most affordable, accessible things someone can actually do to start feeling better without spending a fortune?
Well, one of the first things you can do is just get outside and get more vitamin D. You know, it's a hormone it's not actually a vitamin. It's a hormone that's responsible for about, you know, 5% of all functions of the body.
Right.
Mitochondria. There's, you know, so getting outside. The other thing is when you get outside, you're getting fresh air. Even your home in downtown LA is most likely cleaner than outside inside is 100 times dirtier than outside, believe it or not, because you have laminate floors that are off-gassing. You know, Dr. Stephanie Seneff showed out of MIT that's leading direct link to autism in babies because they're down on the floor because it's made out of plastic. If you're wearing plastic clothing, Lycra bras, ladies, Under Armour fitness stuff. I used to do this Nike Dry Fit. That stuff's all toxic. Even after 1,000 washes, it's still off-gassing toxins in you, right? And you microplastics and disrupting your hormones and, you know, menopause and premenopause and guys get man boobs and all this stuff, plastic bottles. Another thing is grounding, getting outside and putting your bare feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's free medicine. The second your body touches the ground, inflammation just starts getting reduced.
Right.
Now this is a little bit of a cost, but you can buy grounding sheets and mats. I have a grounding mat right here. Kind of show you there a little bit. I'm grounded right now. So outside of your home, every home and residential and commercial building, there's an iron rod driven down and there's a wire coming in. That's that third prong. That's the ground.
Right.
And so these things, these mats and fitted sheets and stuff like that, you can put on your bed, which is awesome. Because once you buy a fitted sheet or $100, $200, you just plug it in and go to bed.
Right.
And you're grounding and you're reducing inflammation and you're healing the body. And we can actually take what's called live blood cell microscopy. Look at your blood. Prick your finger, look at your blood. It's kind of, most people's blood it's the red cells are stuck together like a snake, like a bunch of coins stacked up. We call it the Rouleau effect.
Yeah.
And then we can go put your bare feet on the ground, come back in 2 to 4 hours, prick your finger again, look, and the blood is all independent, round, and racing around on the screen.
Yeah.
You think that might be good for you? Right? So those are a couple free things. Another thing is just stop hanging out with people that drag you down and are not nice to you.
Right.
Detox those people.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out of there. You are not going to be able to heal. There's actually a friend of mine who has a doctor that he knows very well that has like 100% success rate with cancer patients.
Wow.
Think about that. That's pretty good. You want that guy? Sounds right. What's his number one requirement? He does a very lengthy intake form, especially on the people in your inner circle that are around you. And he helps you identify the one person's the most toxic. And before he'll take you on as a client, you have to agree to never talk to them again in your life. And it could be anybody. It could be the wife. It could be the husband. It could be a son or a daughter or a nephew. He will not take you on until you excommunicate them out of your life. He finds out what person is actually causing or leading to the contributing to the cancer. And I was like, well, that sounds kind of rough, but it's better than dying, I guess.
Right.
You know, and then he does all probably the, you know, the other stuff, the detoxing and all that other stuff. But that's how important it is to get the people that are low vibe out of your, and if you don't have energy, you can't hang out with low vibe people.
Right.
I mean, you can't fly with eagles if you're hanging around turkeys.
Now, what are the highest impact changes for the least amount of money?
Well, the first thing I would say, oh man, it's such a weird world we're in today. Yeah. One of the biggest ones is actually chewing your food until liquefied. Right. A lot of people don't think about that. 96% of people are not doing it. Only 4% of people are.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things I actually learned in that class, internal awareness, 15 years ago, which was when you chew your food, you're actually secreting enzymes. There's two ducts in the upper mouth and four in the lower mouth. The enzymes amylase that breaks down your starches and lipase, which breaks down your fats.
Right.
And so you preload all these little food digesters into the food in your mouth. Then you swallow. So digestion actually starts in the mouth. It is the first domino.
Mm-hmm.
If you just engulf your food, you're going to get fermentation and gut rot.
Right.
And that's going to lead to problems like, I used to eat my food like Garfield. You got to chew your food completely until liquefied, preload it, and then it goes into your stomach. And then those enzymes then break down the fats and the starches in your stomach. Now for the protein, you have a substance in your stomach called hydrochloric acid and pepsin. That's going to break down the protein. And then after it's done, it'll recognize it. And it's an acidic form. It sends it through this 1-foot tube called the duodenum. And that's where it goes from acid to alkaline. And then it dumps into the intestine.
Yeah.
For absorption to begin that process. So chewing your food until liquefied it's going to give you more energy
because
you're going to get better for so many reasons. The first thing is that you've got a lot of enzymes in there, and enzymes are the carriers of electric too. So that's energy. You're energizing yourself.
Yes.
You are going to digest less.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take less effort, and digestion uses a tremendous amount of your body's energy just to move that bag in the stomach and all that stuff. So it's going to reroute that energy to your activities of daily living. Then you're going to have better absorption of the nutrition that you did choose. So now there's going to be more building blocks and more fuel there for the cell mitochondria and your cells, which is awesome. You know, and you're going to have just easier bowel movements. The machine's going to work better when you chew your food. And less than 4% of people are doing this. This is like no-brainer, free, massive results. Another one is actually, now that you've chewed your food well, is avoiding liquids with meals.
Yeah.
And why? Because it doesn't matter if it's the best purified, restructured water in the world, or beer, or wine, or apple juice. It doesn't matter, or green juice. It doesn't even matter what it is.
Right.
If you have all those enzymes in your food and it's digesting and you drink liquids, you're going to dilute the enzymes and you're going to go back to fermentation and gut rot.
Mm-hmm.
So the rule of thumb is stop drinking liquids at least a half an hour, preferably an hour before you eat, and then wait one, preferably 2 hours after you're done eating, and then start doing lots of liquids again.
So I love that.
Those are two right there that are massive. And then the last one for the anxiety and the stress is breath work. Okay. A lot of people are talking about breath work, but it doesn't have to be anything complicated. It could be as simple as, you know, this. Take a big deep breath in through your nose, pause at the top, and then release out to the mouth. Long, slow flow. And you just repeat that. In through the nose, suspend the breath and hold, and release. And you can just do that for a minute or two right before you eat dinner. What's going to happen is you're going to actually calm your nervous system. Most people are walking around in fight or flight, whether they think they are or not. Okay.
Right.
And so that's a huge problem. Not only can you not heal in that mode, but you can't really digest your food that well.
Yes.
Because when you're in fight or flight, what happens is the organ systems shut down. The blood leaves the organ systems, goes to the extremities in your brain to fight or flight and have energy to get out of there. And then so bring the blood, by doing the breath work, you're calming the nervous system and bringing the blood back into the organ systems so you can rest and digest. Just as it says, it's the parasympathetic nervous system mode. Real simple. So there's three things. Chew your food well, avoid liquids with meals, and and then do some breath work for 1 to 2 minutes before you eat or at any time that you're stressed out or feel anxiety.
Love that. Now, how quickly can people start to notice a change once they start implementing all these things?
Immediately. I mean, some people are different. Like I said, it's always, it depends because everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's kind of immediate. Like I had a physical change right there just doing breath work for 15 seconds.
Right.
I mean, I could feel it. I felt I was calming my nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing to realize here is that having good health is not that complicated.
Right.
And the things that are going to move the needle the most for you are either completely free, they're easy to do, but they're also easy not to do.
Right.
So this is where I have this love-hate relationship with these phones. You ever heard of these things called television?
Yeah.
Television programming, they call it programming. My dad was like, what program are we going to watch tonight? So they're basically telling you they're programming you, right? They're going to, it's commercial. They're going to sell you something. Plop, right. Plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. You know, we're talking, you know what that is, you know, because it's been ingrained into us. Or some of the younger people probably know, where's the beef? You know, they know it's a Wendy's commercial, right?
Right.
And so why don't we use our reminders to program us? So when we have, when we have coaching clients that pay us thousands of dollars to coach, the first thing I do is I help them set up their schedule and little reminders. And so one of those reminders will be like during lunchtime or during dinner, it'd be like chew food, avoid liquids, take probiotics, take digestive enzymes, you know, that kind of stuff. Or there might be like mine's like at 9 o'clock, it says good sleep is a choice. So I have these little cues, bing, bling, and I look down and I'm like, oh. And it really helps the client. It really helps. It'll really help you. You can do this for anything. Let's say you want to learn to play violin. Well, pick a time that's convenient for you and set it. It says time to play.
Right.
Bing, bing. And it goes off and keep your violin out where it's easy to get to your guitar. Or if you want to start knitting, have your knitting stuff out. It's like time to knit. And just like it you'll get programmed.
Right.
It works. Just use the phone to program you. Program the stuff that's good. That's how you make it easy. And again, that's why I've been doing the weekly coaching calls for 7 years, is to have a place where people can plug in.
Right.
And have that accountability and get some energy from the call, because it's like going to a stadium full of people. Mm-hmm. I mean, 20, 30, 40 people there, but there's more energy with more people there. And you get to learn from other people's stuff, and then you get to learn things that you didn't know, and you get to learn things that you do know but you forgot to do,
right?
You know, so it's just good stuff. And by even showing up, you're telling to the universe and God that I love myself, and just that act alone is going to create positive chemistry in the body.
I love that. Now, you went from exhausted and struggling to helping thousands of people reclaim their health and energy. So what do you most want every tired, discouraged person listening to understand about their energy, about their body's ability to heal, and about what's truly possible for them?
Well, again, it's really simple. Stop putting in processed food, garbage, toxic foods, and begin the detoxification and the nutrification of the body. Those are the first two steps. And then usually, like I said, when people come to the inner circle, the energy inner circle, we call it.
Yeah.
Then we help them with the stress component there too.
I love that. I mean,
it's just, like I said, it's not hard. I've been doing this and now it's so easy. Like I don't count calories. I was 37 when I began this journey, 42 pounds overweight, bleeding all over the place. Now I'm 53. I'm trail running. I run sprints in the parks barefoot.
Yeah.
I do push-ups. I went surfing with my 23-year-old son at the Oregon coast. Let me tell you what, Oregon coast is cold water. You got to put on a wetsuit. Just getting in and out of a wetsuit is a workout.
Yeah.
And so you got to do a workout to then go do the workout. And then you got to do a workout when you're done getting the darn thing off.
Right.
Right. And it's like, I can do that. And so for me, having my health back is such a blessing. I am so grateful that I've taken the vehicle and I basically learned how to become my own mechanic, and I learned how to tune it up.
Right.
You know, I just start putting good fuel in it. Cleaned up the carburetors and the spark plugs, and it runs good now. And I'm always learning stuff. But I really like to simplify things for people so they can get, out of the gates with a lot of energy, and then they have the energy to do all these other things they're going to learn.
I love it. I love it. Now, can you tell us about some of the products and services that you offer?
Sure. Yeah. You know, Stacey, one of the things I really love about you is that you're always like over delivering to your audience. Giving them real value. And honestly, that's what inspired me to do the same for them today. So here's what I'm going to do. So if you're listening and you're someone who is dragging yourself out of bed, reaching for coffee or endless energy drinks to get through the day, and deep down your body knows it was designed for more than just getting by, and this is how life is now, the first thing I'm going to give everyone listening is my ebook. It's called The 7 Things to Increase Your Energy. It's a $67 value. I'm going to give that for free. And it's going to give you 7 things that cost nothing. Mm-hmm. And you can start doing them immediately and get energy back, no chemicals, no stimulants. And Stacey will drop that link in the description so you guys can grab that. And I also want to give you guys something I normally don't give. I only give paying clients, which is called this Energy Inner Circle we've been talking about that I do every single Wednesday. It's a live call with a community. I coach you. I answer your questions. We do the breakout rooms, you meet other people, and I close with a guided breathwork meditation. And we've had folks coming for like 7 years. Some people have been there for 7 years with me. If you get on subscription with any of our products or like the organic energy juice or just any of the products, you get me as your coach in there every week completely free. And because I know it works, everything comes with a double your money back guarantee. So there's literally zero risk for people. So all they have to do is go to chemicalfreebody.com. That's chemicalfreebody.com. And we actually have a discount code for you. It's called The Advisor. So mm-hmm. Just type in The Advisor at checkout. In fact, you know what? I'm going to show you guys how to get a double discount. So this might take a little bit extra. So when you go to the website, hover over the shop tab, and then you'll see a thing that says bundle specials. Those bundles are already discounted. So just pick a bundle that resonates with you and then put in the code The Advisor. You'll get a double discount, and then you can, and all of our products, like I said, have a double your money back guarantee. So you get the ebook, you get me every Wednesday and the Energy Inner Circle, and that's chemicalfreebody.com, and use that code The Advisor and go get your energy back.
I love it. I love it. And for the listeners out there, it turns out the energy that we've all been chasing was never going to come from another cup of coffee or an energy drink. It comes from giving our bodies what they actually need and letting them do what they actually were designed to heal. Now, Tim James showed us today that no matter how exhausted or stuck we feel, real natural energy is within us and within reach. So Tim, I want to thank you so much for being here and telling our listeners where they can find you once again and where they can learn more about your work and maybe some social networks that you're frequently on that they could visit also.
My pleasure. I'm just, like I said, I'm very honored to be here. Again, it's just chemicalfreebody.com. I do have an Instagram page, Chemical Free Body Guy. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I just want an opportunity for people to try stuff out. That's why people think I'm nuts doing that double your money back guarantee. But I will say this, we have like thousands of clients, and I would say we probably get maybe 3 to 6 returns a year. That's it. People don't return Dr. Treadway's formulas. And this is a whole nother story, but this man was healthy into his 70s, and he actually died on a routine back surgery thing. But it was horrible because he became like another father figure for me. And but yeah, he's just got really good stuff, and there's no toxins, there's no chemicals. It's all doctor formulated, and we don't put any toxic binders, fillers, or flow agents in any of our stuff. So yeah, I just hope to see people in the inner circle.
I love it. And if this gave you hope, share it with someone who's been dragging themselves through the day. They deserve to feel good again also. So make sure you share it with someone that you care about. And I want to just thank you once again for being on our show. You did an amazing job sharing all your wisdom and your knowledge. And I give you kudos and I thank you for sharing your story, because there's so many people out there that are going through the same thing. And if they're not going through the same thing, they're experiencing the same emotions for different reasons. And they need someone to guide them, and if they want to feel good again. You know, everybody who goes through any type of health crisis or doesn't feel 100% or the way they used to wants to get back to that point again. So I thank you so much for taking the time out to share with us different ways that we can improve our overall health and get back to the way we used to be, because, you know, it's never too late to start, and there's always hope. There's always hope.